Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Saturday, April 23rd, 2005 in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. It's a ministry breakthrough for a small people group that worship rocks. These ancestral worshipers, called the Naso, still haven't heard the good news of Jesus Christ. So, New Tribes Mission's Jim Repke says they're a priority with the chronological teaching program, literacy training, and Bible translations currently underway.
Ancestral worship that they have a rock that they call their grandma God. And the river is even called their grandma. They've done Old Testament parts of the scripture that we need for teaching, and they finished that, and now they're working on the New Testament, and they should be done with that in a couple of years.
Meanwhile, as Kyrgyzstan plans for new elections in July, Christians are praying bold action by typically peaceful Kyrgyz will encourage believers to be bold in their faith. The Bridge International operated a Bible school there, and many of those graduates are asking believers to pray that the Lord will use the political instability in their country to raise up godly men in leadership who are committed to evangelism. Because of the location, the Bridge believes Kyrgyzstan is strategic to reaching Central Asia with the gospel. And with summer just around the corner, Young Life is getting ready for its camping season. Young Life's Jim Dyson says all year long, leaders and staff people are developing relationships with kids. Young Life hopes to help 8,000 kids get to camp with camperships, scholarships that help cover some of the cost of a week of camp. But Dyson says it's not just about a fun week of camp.
For many of them, it gives them an opportunity to take a real hard look at the person of Jesus Christ and what he can do in their lives. So it creates this safe environment where the gospel can be communicated.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive the free book, Praying for Persecuted Christians in 52 Nations from Open Doors Ministries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it online at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.